No good of themselves shall listener hear. Speak of the devil and she shall appear. Live from Portland, Oregon, and only Portland, Oregon, this is Speak of the Devil. A live stream Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition live play brought to you by Infinity Break. We are telling stories our own way. This show is broadcast live right here on twitch.tv/InfinityBreakGaming and InfinityBreak.net/SOTD. We encourage you all to participate in this adventure by talking with each other about the show. We'll be paying attention to the story for the most part, but I will keep an eye on the chat from time to time, as will everybody.
Yay!
Before we get started, could you take a moment to share our link around so as to help spread the word so that more people can join us on this devilish adventure? Thank you. We appreciate your support. Before we get started today, I would like to tell you about some friends of ours. The Critical Misfits. Critical Misfits Entertainment presents their flagship show, the Terracentia series, an actual play homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons show of magic, mystery, and mycelium, a word I, for mere moments, thought I would be unable to pronounce as it came out of my mouth. The natural versus the industrial clash, threatening to destroy the very thing that gives the world its magical power, the ever-mysterious and fully sentient fungi of the... fungi of the world.
Fungi.
That's a fun guy.
I've got a fun guy for you.
Okay, Johnny. Join the Misfits on their live stream on twitch.tv this Thursday at 6 p.m. And if you missed the show, fear not, they will have reruns on Mondays and Sundays. Learn more about Terracentia and the Critical Misfits at patreon.com/Critical Misfits. The Critical Misfits are, of course, a longtime supporter of Infinity Break, as recently as 3 months ago. They are a fantastic group of fellow D&D nerds, and we highly encourage you to check out their program this upcoming Thursday. It is the debut of their episode. So if you like mushrooms, watch the show, I guess.
And if you like fun guys, watch the show.
Watch this show, because we're full of fun guys. Rob's in the house. Good. Before we proceed any further, we have a bit of a scheduling update. Speak of the Devil. Well, not
and
that it has been.
Here.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, sorry. That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
It's very clever, Andrew. Speak of the Devil is dropping off of its weekly format, although we have been doing that for a little bit by this point. We are moving into a twice-monthly format with The Legends of Lyia, which is Nikki Boylan's upcoming Dungeons & Dragons show that she will also be doing Sunday at a similar time, I believe 1 p.m. this upcoming week. We are alternating back and forth. Fear not, the podcast is still coming out weekly. We are going to be taking these long live-streamed episodes and splitting them in half. So fear not, you're still getting Speak of the Devil every Wednesday in podcast form, but unfortunately only once every other week as a live stream. But we highly encourage you this time next week to check out Legends of Lyia at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Infinity Break Gaming. That being said... Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen and other identifiers, please welcome to the stage the mastermind behind this misadventure, the devil himself, the wind beneath my wings, Johnny Rinaldo.
Yay.
Aww.
That was cute.
Very adorable.
So,
I just want to put this out here so that people can actually see it.
So this is my fully horned mug that Tara got me. Which expresses how I feel at all times.
I just had to point that out before we started.
Yeah, yes, good eye.
Of course, if I may pop in, we have, based off of the Infinity Break showcase event that we did a month and a half ago, we finally decided to make fully horned merchandise. So if you are fully horned, you can go to our Redbubble.
Get it.
I can't get through this.
And if you get any fully horned merchandise, please take a picture of you with it it to us so that we can see how many people are fully horned.
Please, you are absolutely...
Put it on social media. Tag Ben. Yeah. It'll be great.
Tag my horny ass specifically.
Horny.
Horny.
And then at least use hashtag fully horned so we can all find it, although I will undoubtedly retweet it to the masses. That's available on our Redbubble. I can only recommend it?
You can recommend it.
You can recommend it.
It certainly helps us out. That's all.
You can only recommend it.
Nikki got her shirt the other day, and she will be debuting that next week on the Legends of Lyia stream. She said it looks and fits great, so...
Marvelous.
Hooray.
Fantastic.
Still waiting for mine.
So, last week on Speak of the Devil, the party recuperated from their ass whooping at the hands of those bugbears and dripping daggers.
Okay, the other two recuperated. I was fine. Dareth was fine.
They attempted to enter. They went all the way around the city to the south gate to get back in, since the north gate doesn't open.
They missed the cat part.
Oh yeah, they following a white cat.
Gareth got seduced by a cat.
That led them back to Orsaba's fine goods.
Who hasn't been seduced by a cat before?
And they were lectured by the white deviless again. They then headed for the casino that they hadn't checked out yet, in search of one of the people on their list of names of hidden lords.
That'd be Elia Crownobler.
Elia Crownobler then yelled at them quite harshly and told them to get the fuck out of the casino. Tara didn't really respond well to that, and the result was that Vermal didn't respond well to that, and Dr. Eden ended up in a back alley brawl with one of the security guards.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You could have given her sword back right away, but you didn't, so I had to throw it down.
Yeah, I gotta say.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
We stood by and watched.
Yeah, like you should have. That was the wise thing to do.
Also not Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And then they started heading for the field ward to go out and attempt their next plan. Tordek Frostbeard, sometime before this, had been pulled aside by Percy, and we're gonna pick up with what's going on there, and then they'll reunite and everything will be fine. So Tordek, Percival, takes you back to his warehouse, and he holds up two maps, and he just shoves them in your face and is like, "Do you see it?" And go ahead and roll a perception check. 14. It takes you a second, but after you look at them, there are two maps of Waterdeep, and you're kind of looking at them like, dude, I don't see anything. They're like two maps of Waterdeep, and then something strikes your eye, and you notice that the street layout on each map is different for the Sea Ward.
Okay.
And Percy's is just standing there with both maps, like, looking at you eagerly. Do you see it?
Sure do, bud.
He throws them on the ground, he grabs two more maps and holds them up, and you notice that immediately, again, the street layout in the sea, like, everything else is pretty much the same. The Sea Ward looks different. And he's like, "I've found 23 distinct historical maps of this city, and in not one of them is the Sea Ward the same."
Okay, bud. Why should that matter to us?
Well, you'd think people have been living in this city for hundreds of years that they'd be able to map out the richest ward in the city by now. It was probably the first ward they mapped. It would have been the first ward I mapped.
The Sea Ward... Okay, sorry, out of game. Sea Ward, for clarification, is the ward with all the docks and everything.
That is
right?
The dock ward.
That is the dock ward.
So the sea ward is up by the... There's the north ward, and then there's the sea ward next to it. It is the, like...
Rich
it's where
ward.
The rich people
well,
reside.
Well, it makes sense that it wouldn't be mapped out properly.
But...
I mean, it's shitty, but it makes sense.
And he picks up a small map, a smaller map. This is Daggerford. And then he holds up... He, like, digs through the maps of, Waterdeep and holds up one, and then you notice that, like, it's literally like a cut copy of, like, the city of Daggerford as, like, the layout of the Sea Ward on one of the maps. They didn't even try with this one.
Does the Sea Ward even exist? Sorry, I had to.
It's just like Eugene, Oregon, and birds. It doesn't exist. Wake up, California. No, it doesn't.
You became a little meta aware there. Alright, I'm into it.
Okay, well, why do you think that is there, Percy?
I don't know. I just got really excited about it, and I wanted to show you.
I love Percy so much.
Well, what do you want me to do about it then, Percy?
We should go to the Sea Ward?
All right, let's go to the Sea Ward, bud.
Well, I mean, I'm really busy right now, but like...
No! Nope! We are going, and I just grab him by the scruff of his collar.
He yelps and goes, weren't you in the middle of something?
So I'll just clock out for the night, I guess.
I just like... I was, but now I'm in the middle of something else.
Okay.
Roll an intimidation check.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That should be easy.
Oh, that was actually really good. 19.
Yeah, all right. He will do whatever and might be paying himself a little bit. Can I change my pants before we go?
Yes. I would prefer that you did.
He runs into the back of the warehouse. And it takes him a minute, but he comes out with clean pants. He's like, are you sure you don't want to do that later?
Let's go.
Alright. He begrudgingly follows you, and you're heading for the Sea Ward?
Yes.
So you get to the North Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And a thing that you've noticed prior walking through the North Ward, but now you're staring in the face, is that the Sea Ward has a wall around it.
Mm-hmm.
And the City of the Dead, which you've been to, and the Field Ward both have sort of like half walls
mm-hmm.
around them. This has a full ass, like, city, like, siege ready fortification.
How high is this wall?
Probably about, I don't know, how high is a castle wall normally? Like 80 feet?
It depends on the castle. Bend a 80 number feet? Of them. 80 feet's kind of tall.
That's 8 stories of a modern building.
Yeah.
All right, well, 60 feet. Okay. It's like the city's fortification.
Right. Work. Are there any buildings that are, like, peeping over? Or, no. Okay.
There's actually you notice a little bit of a distance between any buildings and the wall. Like, there's basically the room of, like, a main street to walk along the wall, so no buildings actually even touch.
Hmm. Is there a gate going in?
There is a single gate. It's, like, wooden and closed. So there's no way to peek through, and there's 4 armed guards standing in front of it.
Alright, well, I walk up to the guards.
Halt.
I've halted.
Thanks.
So... I've got a meeting inside. How do I...
Do you have any paperwork?
No.
If you had a meeting, you'd have paperwork. Move along, citizen.
Alright. Well, that's fair.
You're gonna kill them.
Percy leans over. They probably don't want you to map it.
I just kind of turn around and, like, pop Percy on the back of the head a little bit.
What was that for?
Stop being such a conspiracy theorist.
Hey, Johnny. I'd like to announce that I've done a 180 on Percy. I love him now. Previously hated him. Love him now.
No, Percy's pretty great. Tordek's so just, like, in a mood.
I understand.
Well, see, we could have just done this tomorrow.
Well, I guess we are doing it tomorrow, so let's go back.
Well, I'll try and get some paperwork.
Yes.
Or see how to get some.
You should do that.
And he just, like, turns around and starts walking back to the warehouse, like, not waiting for or, like, paying attention to you.
And I follow him. Because
you have hurt his feelings.
Oh. I cook him a very nice dinner when we get back.
And you never see the party ever again.
How could you hate Percy?
No.
Nobody does anymore, bud. Nobody does.
Yeah, see, I said I love Percy. Any previous statements I made were wrong.
All right, so it's been a pleasure. Now it's going to be just Tordek and Percy's a podcast, and we'll just...
Oh, sweet. My Sunday's just free time.
We've got a buddy cop show.
I was thinking The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah, I was thinking weird buddy cop kind of a thing, but then you mentioned making dinner. I was just like, okay, all right, let's just go straight Odd Couple.
Not to railroad Tordek, but maybe you think to yourself, oh, fuck, I just let the doctor do negotiations by himself.
Wait, what? What negotiations?
The doctor was on his way to talk to that quest giver, Blizzity in One Eye, when you got tapped on the shoulder by Percy.
But I talked to Blizzity in One Eye.
You talked to him on the stream that we canceled because of my Wi-Fi.
Did
not in the stream that worked out.
Not in the stream that worked out.
Fuck my life. Okay.
We've entered an alternate time.
I feel like I should have been told about that.
That's what I was trying to hint at. Like, weren't you in the middle of doing something?
Yeah, that's not a good hint, Johnny. We're always in the middle of
doing something.
I thought
you knew that that episode never happened because my Wi-Fi is terrible.
Right, but they all just blur together in my head. It's hard to, like,
distinguish
which set.
So, it suddenly occurs to you that you've been distracted by this map thing and that, like, Dr. Eden is negotiating by himself.
Hello. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how you greeted him.
No, that is. I opened with, hello.
Alright, so I better go find the party then.
So you run off to, I assume, Blizzidian.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, he informs you that he directed the party to kill some bugbears out in the fields. That you could probably find them in the outskirts of the city.
Don't we still have those rings, Tara? Oh.
Yes.
You do.
Can I contact Tara?
You sure can.
Vermal?
Can you contact Vermal?
I mean, I'm right here.
Tara, can we have contact?
Yeah, you can completely talk to Vermal if
Christina
you wish.
Can Christina talk contact?
Yes.
But if I recall correctly, I don't know. No, you go, too.
Hmm?
No, it just occurred to me, I was just like, Tordek always seemed like slightly unnerved, like, hello? Yeah. Who's talking to me?
That's
probably
why
you.
They haven't used the ring yet, is like they just realized, oh, fuck. He's doing negotiations and he runs there like, oh, fuck. And then he's like, oh, yeah.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Tara, Vermal.
Hi.
Where are you?
Where the hell have you been?
You know, that's a really good conversation for another time.
All right. Where are we? are we still in the North Ward?
You are just entering the Field Ward. You're like in the process of walking through the gate.
Yeah. Is this on our way out or on our way back in?
We're gonna go
kidnap some cult members.
Oh, so we're about to get our ass beat.
Oh, also,
about to beat some asses.
No, yeah.
Okay,
that's what's happening.
I'm a little confused. What's the timeline here?
Wait, hold up, Johnny. Are we in the modern moment?
So you guys are what I was hoping for is that Tordek would go to the Field Ward. After meeting with Blizzidian, and then you would just both be in the Field Ward at the exact same moment. So you are in currently working your way towards the Field Ward because I'm not retconning this conversation into the past.
Okay, I thought we were in the past still.
I'm
that's
still
why I
confused,
asked.
But that's fine.
Hey, Tordek, we're almost in the Field Ward.
Okay, I go to meet up with them. There we go.
You find your party at the gate to the Field Ward.
I think this is also the first time you've seen our new clothes.
Oh yeah, Dareth and Vermal are wearing new, amazing-looking clothes.
We are very sharp.
That's cool. I want to be very sharp. No, I don't. Tordek doesn't care.
Ah, don't we all?
For the low price of 100 gold.
I tap Vermal on the shoulder and point at Tordek.
What?
And say, it's Tordek!
Yes, it is, Dareth. Yes.
I love
him. Okay, then I tap Eden on the shoulder and point out Tordek as well.
Good.
You should have, I know you can't see it on camera, but you should have seen the 1,000-yard stare in Ben's eyes.
I'm going to play along with this bit and go, hey, what?
And I point, Tordek!
No, I
imagine at this point is standing like right next to us.
I'm gonna add a sustained pause and add. Yeah, no, I see her.
Him.
Excuse me. You're right. Sorry, Christina.
Is Pippin there?
Pippin. I mean, Pippin is wherever Tordek is generally.
How cute!
If Pippin wasn't there, I think that we would be.
There would be a whole new quest.
That would just be code red.
Please note that the Critical Misfits are watching us.
Oh yeah, no, I noticed.
Yep.
They said we've gone back to the future.
That's true.
It was a joke.
Back to the future.
I love that movie. All right, Johnny, was there a quest today or
Tordek?
You were you were in the middle of doing stuff. Like, you do you. I'll just tell you how that goes.
Oh, sure. I'm just...
I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
No, that's the thing.
We're going to kidnap people.
Oh my god.
I wanted to brag about
one of the city guards is like looking your way now like
I turn to him and go, "No, they're bad people. They're outside of the city."
That feels classic.
He calls over a second guard and they start chatting.
I turn back.
Does anybody have a spell to like does anybody have a way to like wipe their memories? Can we do a like Jedi mind wipe?
I wink at you and put on my mustache.
One of the guards.
No, my abs hurt too much.
You broke Christina with your humor. Stop thinking that she's delicate.
Magic missile. I was going to say,
I'm pretty damn charismatic, but I do not think I could Jedi mind trick somebody. That didn't happen.
How do we stop
the Jedi mustache trick?
I like that's your solution to absolutely everything. It's like,
I'm gone.
I'm not here.
I think we should disappear.
Okay, so resetting a little bit.
Vermal's just going to start walking out of the city just like...
I'm just going to follow.
No, we're going outside the city to find those dripping dagger cult people that we found. You weren't there! We found bugbears and this cult... the dripping daggers that we saw
maybe
before in the other
town.
Maybe
you could talk a little quieter. We are like right next to each other.
Why?
You know when you just run into a cult on accident?
Like, are the guards now sitting there going, "Hey, this other guy's talking the same way."
We're in the same clothes, but they look so different. Damn, that's a nice mustache.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Is that canon?
Of course you do.
It's okay, we're good. We're good.
All right.
The mustache,
mustache stays on.
All right.
Anyway.
Vermo was pretty damn intent about kidnapping and or...
It's true.
And or torturing these cult members into giving up some information. So I'm just like leaving the city. I'm like, let's go. Bye.
We'll talk while we walk.
Weird.
I wave at the guards as we walk.
So you make it to the outside gate of the field ward, and you're now looking out over the fields.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody give me perception checks.
Okay.
Wow.
12.
1.
13, 8, and 9.
It's a nice day on the field. Vermal gets some like dust in her eye, and it's just like.
Wait. So what was? Wait. Hold up. What was the highest anyone just rolled?
13.
13.
Oh, okay. My passive is 16.
Cool.
So.
Yep.
You still.
It's
rolled.
A nice day out in the field.
Yep.
All right.
I was the second best. That's concerning.
There's a light breeze.
Something has gone wrong.
Oh. Is it a nice breeze?
Yeah, it's mean, a really the like the weather is gorgeous.
Nice.
That's what you get from that roll.
I perceive harder.
No,
you don't get to perceive anymore.
Tordek, we also found Flambos, one of the other people.
Flambos.
Flambos Gearheart. He's out here somewhere.
Is that who we're going to find?
No, not right now. Oh. He's on our team, sort of.
I don't really trust anything Dareth is saying, so I kind of look to Vermal for confirmation.
He is, actually.
Okay.
Pretty decent. Like, I mean, I like him, I guess.
Alright, let's go find us some dripping daggers. What's the plan? Are we gonna just go out there and look for him?
God, I'm so hesitant.
We're already out.
Yeah, we are.
Spins around. Where are we?
Oh, shit. When did we get here?
How did we get out?
Where are we? I'm scared. I need an adult.
How do we show this?
I don't know if there is an adult in our party.
Hello.
Tordek.
Mom.
I said Pippin.
But so. There we go.
Tordek and Pippin are the parents.
Fair.
How do we show this is really... I know this is something I expressed in the last episode, but Eden staying in character. How do we show this is a plan we really want to go through with? I mean, last time we stepped out into the field, we... Well, we got our asses handed to us.
Oh, it'll be fine.
You didn't have me and Pippin here with you.
It's also true. And we're doing a completely different mission. Instead of just trying to mindlessly slaughter bugbears, we are specifically going after cult members.
Why were we mindlessly slaughtering bugbears?
Money.
Did you slaughter any bugbears?
No.
I killed two of them.
Did you get nope. money for them?
Nope. You killed one of them.
Lad, I'll cut to the chase.
Pretty sure I killed
two. We made no money on this venture, and we got quite injured.
Well, I killed one. I thought only two died.
Maybe it was just one.
Okay, but we made no money, guys.
It's yeah, true.
We didn't get their heads because we had to run away because they were hurt.
What?
Like
that was the most civil way you've ever put that, Dareth.
But the reason we're going after the cultists is because we think they are in cahoots with people inside the city that are working with Beelzebub.
It is not Beelzebub.
Basil.
Honey, you're so close.
That was in character, yeah, too.
Beelzebub.
Just waiting for someone else to finish
Please
it.
Please help.
I'd argue that the good doctor is an adult, mostly. No.
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 Age is just a number, Ben.
Okay, that's fair.
So we figure we can go kidnap one and then question them and see if they are working for people in the city.
Question is a really nice way of putting it.
Well, question or torture.
Yes, that part.
One of the guards at this gate looks at you.
I take off my mustache.
Yeah, I'm gonna go torture somebody.
Oh, torture.
I mean...
That's always fun.
You know.
That's like anti-healing.
Anti-healing.
Yeah, I learned it from watching you. No.
I learned it from you.
What the fuck?
That was brutal.
Rob, that's mean.
I love you, Ben.
Look, I don't have many spells that don't kill people.
I have a lot of spells that don't do that.
Does anyone have some way of restraining, or...
Oh! Hello! Wait, shit, maybe.
Do you?
Okay, actually, I think I do.
Is that in character? You're like, me! Wait!
Yeah, that is a moment of doubt caused by PTSD.
No, that's the thing. It's like, we get... Wait, are we still next to the guards?
We're, like, not this next to the guards, right? Say,
maybe we can have this Walk conversation away.
Like,
away
I don't understand
now.
What's going
you
on.
You now begin walking.
Tordek has definitely just been walking and did not stop.
Look. I was like, you're next to the gate, and no one said anything about walking, so
okay,
you've been
I did
next
not,
to the gate.
I did not hear that.
Dareth cannot walk and talk at the same
it's
time.
It's not about paying attention when other people are talking.
Let's get out of earshot. You know, like, 40 some odd paces.
Are you traveling along the path on the around the outside of the city, or are you traveling out?
I'm saying not on a path.
Running through bushes.
Yeah. Well,
so you're going out into the field?
Yes.
Well, last time they were following us when we went around the city, right?
I feel like that's, mm-hmm. like, even more obvious.
No, we're just like, it's a bright, empty field, and we just go 40 feet that way, and then huddle up. Nobody can see us.
Look back at the guards every once in a while.
Yeah.
See, that's why you didn't leave the gate area, is I needed to know where you were going. You can't just keep walking. All right, you keep walking here.
Just
you've got like 180
straight.
Degrees.
Just straight.
All right, so that would be on the path out
All right,
towards Amphale.
Why is this so hard?
I think we should walk around the edge, since that's where those two were watching us last time. Right?
Yeah.
If they show up again, and if they do, then we attack
them. Because the guards were watching us from up there, according to Eden.
Oh, that's concerning.
And then the cult dude, Dripping Dagger guys, were off on the ridge. And there were like two of them out there.
Maybe we should just go up on the ridge then.
Yeah, let's just go to the ridge where they were the last time and, you know, poke around a little bit.
So they were just following you about 60 feet out. It wasn't like a ridge. So they were like in the grass.
Which is hilarious because we were just talking about being inconspicuous and they were very conspicuous.
So let's just go out where we saw them last and walk around out there and see if we can draw attention.
Exactly.
From them, not from the guards.
I think we've already drawn the guards' attention, by the way.
Was it talking about our intent to kidnap that maybe threw...
Nah, I think it was the torture part.
I think I threw him off.
Good job.
I trust Derek.
I can picture the police lineup later. I was like, yeah, it's those three, and then... That handsome gentleman wasn't involved.
That man with the mustache, he wasn't there.
And then the boar comes from out of nowhere and guts everyone.
Yeah, that police lineup doesn't last
long. Rescue.
Pippin's the greatest.
All right, so we're walking out into the field where we last saw them. Where we saw them creeping along.
Eden is visibly nervous.
Wait, is your mustache on or not?
No, it's not right now.
Okay, good.
It could be.
Well, I was going to say, you might need a way to just disappear.
I have invisibility.
Well, there's that.
Oh, that's nice.
So you walk out into the field area.
I want to look around.
I like it.
Why am I doing this? Two!
Because that's what you do.
I look around.
Dareth found an anthill and he's staring at it.
That's canon.
I got an 18.
Not worth mentioning what I rolled.
Eden! Come look at this!
I have passive 16, of course.
Vermal?
I rolled a 13.
Cool. So only Tordek sees. The grass rustles vaguely close to you. It's, very tall grass that, like, full-ass bugbears were hiding in prior.
Does that mean that I am, like, invisible?
Pretty much. It's probably why you're the only one who sees, like, over there. There's just some, like...
Okay.
And you're also not looking at the anthill with Dr. Eden and Derek. Yep.
I'd poke it with my staff.
Can I sneak over and see what's going on? And after I like make some hand motions. I think Vermal's probably the only one who gets it.
Yeah, you could probably just telepathically do things.
Well, I was gonna say, is that passive or do you have to actually willingly do the telepathy?
You would definitely have to do hand motions if you want to do hand motions.
Okay, so I just tell Vermal.
Yeah.
What do I need to roll?
So stealth.
Am I following you or just keeping an eye on you?
There's stealth. There we go. That is a 16.
Nice. So you stealth over there. And when you reach where you kind of thought the sound was coming from, you get tackled from behind by someone who you cannot see. And they're going to roll an opposing strength check.
Dareth is pouring water down this anthill.
Lad.
8.
You are restrained.
Can I see this, since I was watching?
Roll a perception check.
There we go. Okay. So that's a 14.
You hear
a
little...
Yes, so that would be a 17.
Definitely, you hear the sound of Tordek getting tackled.
Alright, so of course I'm going to go investigate, because Tordek's awesome.
Passive 16?
What is the passive
8
getting?
You keep saying that, but you're being distracted by a Dareth.
And he's not being quiet about it.
Hold on, no. is there a perhaps a proximity modifier to Dareth that takes away my perception?
Yeah.
The closer I get to
the help? Closer you get to Dareth, the less your perception is. Also, you're at like -2 right
us
now.
Us two have psychic.
It's true. It's true. Also, so, Pippin should be following behind.
I just want to help.
Yeah, so what does Pippin do when you get tackled?
Pippin...
No, I know.
Sorry, that was there's been unexpected.
There's been a lot of yard work and playing sounds outside. How fun! Makes for great audio.
Ambiance.
That's the Pippin sounds of water. Like...
All right, roll an attack.
I really do like the idea that, yeah, there's out in this wilderness.
And, Keith, I don't know if you've already written down, but Pippin got some new gear that one time. Remember, Percy made him the tusk
thing? Yes, yeah, I got it.
Cool.
So I'm going to assume this is a charge.
Yeah, it is.
That's a 14. No. I add proficiency to that, right?
Yep.
That is a 17.
Nice. Pippin just rams his tusk into whoever is on top of you, who then lets out a yell. Dr. Eden, you hear a yell.
Oh, sorry, what?
You hear a, wah! Off in the distance.
Eden swivels around on point and makes direct eye contact with the area that he believes the sound came from.
Cool. Which I hope is correct. How much damage did that just do?
14.
14 damage?
Yeah, charge gives an extra d6.
Yeah.
Also, the person needs to make a DC 11 strength saving throw or be knocked prone. And the silver tusks add +2. Also,
he fails that.
Okay.
And is prone.
Cool.
And everybody roll initiative.
I feel like I have a disadvantage on this.
Dareth, don't roll initiative.
Got it.
15.
Also 15.
You two decide who goes first.
You're closer.
I am. Fuck it. I was going to rock, paper, scissors you for it, but nope.
No, I figured there was a logical in-story reason why.
What'd you get?
You're right.
Tordek got 9 and Pippin got 7.
Can I roll initiative to fuck with this anthill?
Yeah, so roll initiative and
wait,
we'll turn order.
Oh shit!
Because are they fire ants? I mean, I don't know.
Dareth just runs by with ants and all.
All of a sudden, the field goes up in flame.
What'd you get?
No, that,
9.
That happened last time.
Oh my god, did it really?
Yeah, someone caught the field on fire last time.
Someone?
Not to name any names.
Someone.
Not to name any names.
When did that happen?
Didn't it? Didn't we catch some of the grass on fire?
I don't think so. There was a burning hands in the back of the bugbear.
Yeah, I put burning hands on a throwing knife into the back of a bugbear so that it would explode in a cone out their front of their chest. But
yeah,
that's
Johnny. Did some grass not catch on fire last time?
Yeah,
I mean not like widespread. Like there was just
it wasn't a wildfire.
Okay, but it sounds like there was a little bit.
I didn't cast fireball or anything.
I'm not talking out of my ass. It
no,
happened.
No, it's just that it wasn't Dareth. That did it.
Yeah. I didn't say Dareth, I said somebody.
Anyways. I rolled a 15 and I'm closer.
So, Vermal.
Everyone spent 2 minutes telling me I was wrong about a thing I was correct about.
You are first in the turn order.
Cool. What am I fighting?
I don't know. Are you going to move closer to it?
Yes! I am totally doing it. I thought I was following.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. You weren't there yet.
Fair enough. So, I'm going to go there. Is it.
You move towards the sound, where, and you also, since you're this close, you have a telepathic understanding of where Tordek is.
Okay.
And so when you come into a clearing of grass, you see, clearing because there are people on top of it, you see a dripping dagger laying on his side, like gripping his side, like, oh, what the fuck? Where did this pig come from?
Sick.
Pig.
And you see Pippin looking very proud with blood dripping from his silver tusk.
Nice.
And you see Tordek on the ground, on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scene you're greeted with.
Okay. Do I... There's no other dripping dagger folks?
Not that you can
see. That I can see? Cool. Then I'm gonna approach the dripping dagger guy and, and I'm gonna put my knee on his trachea.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just roll a strength check for keeping him down.
Sweet. All right, so that's gonna be 2. Hold on, math. There we go. 17.
So you attempt to kneel on his throat to keep him there, but he manages just barely to like catch your knee and kind of shove you off. You're still on your feet,
okay,
but you are not on him.
All right, fair enough. Can I do anything else this turn?
That's half your movement and your action. So you have a bonus action and half your movement.
Well, fine. Then I'm gonna try to... Ooh, can I step on his wrist?
No, that would just nope. That would be an action.
All right, then... All right, then I'm gonna let it be for the time being.
Cool. Doctor.
Okay. So there's only one combatant we're facing?
You are not there. You do not see anything.
Okay.
You just heard a scream.
So anyway, there's only one combatant that we're facing?
Who knows?
We don't know.
No, it was said... Okay. It was said out loud moments ago. I'm just re-clarifying.
Yes, there was only one
there's
that was
one
seen.
Person that you can see, that yes, anyone that else can see, and you...
Johnny,
Dr.
Johnny,
Eden
Johnny,
cannot.
I am begging you to give me straight answers. I literally... Yes. Yes, so the thing that was said earlier, there's one combatant on the field so far. Cool. Yep. Thank you. Yes would have sufficed. All right, cool. Well, I run over there to see what the problem is.
Don't ask me things that you couldn't possibly know. So you...
But I could possibly know because I was in the room! It is not metagaming to ask someone to repeat what they said earlier.
So you get to the clearing, and there is a single dripping dagger on the ground, a very proud-looking boar, yes. And on his face, Pippin, or on his face, Tordek, and Vermal, you basically arrive as Vermal's getting sort of, like, pushed off him.
So he's still struggling.
Yeah, he's just on the ground.
Okay, well, not a threat to me then. It sounds like we have him outnumbered, and any bullshit he may try is gonna get his ass kicked. So let's, you know what, just go ahead and go for a spell, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And let's kind of, there it is. Can I go ahead and cast Hold Person, please?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose a humanoid, which I see in range.
Nice.
Which is that one. And go ahead and wisdom throw for me, I guess.
Who are you choosing?
I'm going to go ahead and say that...
I feel I don't need to clarify.
I don't know what the DC spell, the save DC is on that, but he doesn't make it.
All right. We don't need to investigate any further. All right. So, Paralifico.
He is now a held person.
All right. Eden quips something up. Faster than Ben can think of it.
I was thinking about a quip on my turn, and I was like, I don't have one, I give up, it's over.
Leave Dr. Eden's turn with, and then it's Tordek's turn.
No, actually, if I may, I would like to go, now you that... Stop that!
Perfect.
It
is Tordek's turn.
Can I get up?
Yeah, you sure can. It takes half your movement.
Can I walk over to the...
Yeah, you sure can. He's right next to you.
Are we trying to not kill these guys?
Yet. I want information. I'm trying to do some torture information here.
Can I perceive if there's any other... guys hiding in the...
Yeah, you sure can perceive.
That is a 19.
You realize that there is at least one more of them behind you in the grass. You just get, like, this, like, tingle on the back of your neck and turn around and you can see, like, this, like, guy peeking through the grass at you.
Can I throw an axe at him?
You sure can.
Fuck yeah. It's been a minute. All right, we're gonna...
The Rocky theme plays in the background. Starting with the middle of the Rocky
theme. I am using my reciprocal hand axe. Wanna say that out loud. Thank you very much. I don't actually remember how much damage that does, but that's fine. That does...
Nope. Is that a nat one?
Nope. It's not a nat one, but it's not high enough.
Your reciprocal hand axe kind of flies over him, shaving some of the grass down. To the rest of the party, your experience of this is that Tordek has, like, the axe in his hand, just like, are we leaving this one alive? And then you go, like, yeah, we're leaving him alive. And we're like, oh. Just throws it off into the distance.
Well, fuck.
Seemingly in frustration.
I was ready to throw it.
Okay. Derek,
what are you doing?
I want to try to stick my staff into the anthill.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm going to say that that's... I'll accept either a strength or a dexterity check.
Okay, I'm slightly better with strength.
Which is
weird. How?
No, that's wrong. I'm slightly better with dexterity.
Okay, good.
That's an 8.
You can't... It's a tiny hole, and your staff is not tiny, and so...
Okay. Does he just crush the... Yeah.
It's just crushed, and now you can't quite tell where it was.
Can I pour some water on it to try to lube it up? So that...
that's also an action, so you'll have to do that next turn.
Okay, next turn. Pardon me.
I believe previous canon shows that Gareth's staff is tiny enough.
Oh!
Can I cast a fireball?
No.
Can we get that on a shirt, please?
Gareth's staff is tiny enough.
Oh, not my full quote. I believe previous canon would reveal that, because that would be too wordy for a t-shirt.
That's correct.
For those of you that don't know, Dr. Eden rolled a perception on Dareth's equipment.
Junk.
And so we had Dareth roll a dice for inches, and Dareth rolled a 1?
Yeah, it was a 1.
It was a 1.
I am, by the way, again, this is a professional courtesy I'm extending to you, my friend. I am willing to mentally interpret that situation to be as you weren't enjoying what you were doing.
I don't know how that helps. That doesn't help. That doesn't help at all. It is Pippin's turn because I'm uncomfortable.
I wanted to make that your, like, non-erect state.
Okay, anyway. Can we assume that Pippin, because of the connection with Tordek, is aware of the other guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're telepathically linked, so yeah, that definitely follows.
Tordek charges.
Oh.
Or not so Tordek, Pippin.
Tordek charges.
Tordek.
Fourteen.
That'll hit.
Sweet. That's 6 plus 8, 10.
Cool. That guy lets out a yelp and goes, "What the fuck with this pig?"
Not a pig.
Now it is their turn. The dripping dagger on the ground, he just gets to roll a save on hold person at the end of his turn, right?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's constitution.
Nope.
Okay.
He can still attack though, right? He just can't move.
He is paralyzed.
Oh,
he is
cool. Awesome. Paralyzed. Well, then the other one that just got horned by Pippin is going to take a swipe at Pippin, and that hits. Forward. Eight damage.
Can I also ask a question that is not entirely pertinent, but is slightly pertinent?
Mm-hmm.
What level are we supposed to be?
6.
Okay, cool.
Yes, nothing has changed.
Yeah, you have not leveled up since Waterdeep.
Sweet.
And that is the Dripping Dagger's turn. The second one actually is going to, those of you not involved in combat will hear this, blow into a war horn.
Oh.
And now, it is Vernal's turn.
Great.
Starting to think this was a mistake.
Wait, we're still only like 60 feet away from the castle though, right?
You're pretty darn close to the entrance.
Yeah, it's not... that far.
Thank you for making that joke. I almost made it.
He's fully horned.
There you go.
That guy got horned.
That guy got horned loudly.
This is my
sweet. Can I talk to
the... We love you, Ben.
Thank you.
Like, okay, I'm not familiar with hold person as much as I probably should be.
Hi, I can illuminate.
I would appreciate that. Cool. So, what He's can per- he oh. and or well, what can our cult member do and not do in this state?
I'm sorry, I was just going to start going for it. A paralyzed creature is incapacitated, see mm-hmm. condition, and therefore cannot move or speak, actually. Whoops. Creature automatically fails all strength and dexterity saving throws. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and any attack that hits it is a critical fucking hit. Get wrecked, loser. Oh, wait, that's not in there, sorry.
So, move and cannot speak?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also yep. can't strength or dex, and if we attempt to hit him...
it's a critical hit.
It's a crit.
Ripperino.
So he automatically dies if I hit him at all.
No.
It's automatically crits. Crit.
He just takes a bunch of damage.
But like, also,
yeah, it's basically coup de grace.
But also, like, Terra will... It will probably die if you hit hard enough. Also, I kind of presumed they would still be able to speak, but nope, not the case.
Damn.
I know, because my brain was like, oh, well, now we can interrogate.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's a good start.
But I failed you all, so actually I'll just be leaving.
No. Right. You did a good job. You held it down.
Yeah, I'm going to go out this door, which is awkward because the entrance is over there.
All right. Well...
So Ben will just be on the porch for the rest of the night.
Oh!
I got sent to the penalty box.
Who's going to say the porch? Commercials? I need your computer.
Well, yeah, here's the wonderful thing about that. I can just forward you a PDF.
Hey, I've got technology. Cool.
Did I just write myself out of the show?
Just don't send us only the outro this time.
Oh. Okay, here it is. One.
Thanks, Anthony.
Sweet.
Seeing
as how he can't talk and he can't move, and I don't want him to go too far, so I was gonna think about maybe I just, I'm gonna cut off one of his legs.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
let me see what that does. That's,
the right one, by the way.
Hold up. He can't speak, but can he scream?
Nope.
No.
Oh, that's...
We're just going to see some silent screaming coming out of this
can he hear me?
Yep.
Can he hear me, though?
He sure can.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Wait, why are you asking me?
Sweet. Oh, well, you know.
It's your spell.
It's my spell, but, like, I've told you everything that's in my book.
Mm-hmm. So, the thing is that I just rolled a 17 on a two-handed sword to his leg,
butt of flesh,
just underneath the kneecap,
and that crits. Mm-hmm. So, give me the full damage.
One.
Yeah. Doubled.
Doubled.
Two
plus your strength.
Oh, okay. So two,
four.
Oof.
Yeah.
You attempt to cut his leg off,
mm-hmm.
and overestimating your own ability, like you just sort of like limply like went on it, and you're like. Oh, yeah, no, I probably should actually swing.
The sound of slashed tendons fills the air.
A single tear rolls down the guy's eye.
Did you cut it off above or below the knee?
Below the knee.
Ooh.
It's just a little bit of a cut, though, because four damage is not enough to sever a leg.
That's fine. I do have my second attempt, though.
Yep.
So.
So, having realized your mistake.
Having realized my mistake, I make a worse one.
Even hit. It's a 2.
I was like, is that a natural 1? Because you might cut your own leg off.
No. But, yeah, it's a 2, but it's a much higher damage, hey?
This time, you just like, and then you realize that the sword didn't hit him at all. And now he's like, there's still the 1 tear, but he's lightly chuckling.
I can't chuckle, I can't talk. All right, fine.
Is this like the end of Batman where Joker's...
You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that's fine.
I mean, he can emote, like...
Yeah, that's fine. He can't move, but he can emote.
I guess move is vague. Does that mean get up or walk
so
away?
So before I finish my turn off, I guess I'm just going to intimidate to the point of just like, you're lucky. And you're going to tell me some fucking information I need.
Just like, I meant to do that. It's for intimidation purposes.
Exactly. So, that landed very strangely. It's either a 17 or a 7.
And it's got to roll it again.
Okay. Okay, so that's going to be... that's my charisma and proficiency for intimidation.
Yeah, if you're proficient in it.
Yeah, 17.
Cool. What do you say to him?
Oh, essentially that. I'm like, you're kind of lucky. Also, I want information out of you. That's really about it.
He looks scared.
Good. Good. Then we're off to a good start.
Cool.
And I'm going to say that, too. We're off to a good start.
Dr. Eden, it is your turn.
Okay, so our gentleman in the grass has just gotten injured.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Lightly.
Lightly. there's no point interrogating him now because he cannot speak. As Glenn so elegantly said, I have no leg and I must scream. So Eden's going to redirect his attention to the assailants coming at us from outside of this circle of friendship.
Cool. So you know of one of those now, and that is the one pretty much immediately behind you.
Okay. Johnny, this is a technical question.
Mm-hmm.
My lance. Spear, whatever it's called.
Your javelin.
sorry, yes. The third
I forgot
word,
too.
The third word for a pointy, long-thrown object.
Spears.
Who throws lances?
Yeah, what the fuck? Lance.
It can be done.
It should not be
it
done.
Should That's not,
be
not
done.
What that it's
That is
for. A real
There's
bad
a lot
idea.
Of shit you can throw that you shouldn't be throwing. Okay.
Can There's we please
I mean,
stop
you can throw
laughing.
Swords. But, your javelin.
Yes, so I know that upon a hit I can teleport. Do I have to teleport?
Upon a hit, it's basically like a 6-second thing. Like, you throw it and then you appear holding it again. Like, it does. It's sort of like a reciprocal hand axe in the sense that it happens automatically, except for it's teleporting you to it instead of the other way around.
Yes, I understand that. Does it have to do that?
Yes.
Okay, then I won't throw it. Because I don't want to suddenly be away from everyone else and then vulnerable to more attacks.
Yeah. Also, this guy is like 10 feet from you.
Oh, well, then I'm going to run over him with my hammer.
Twice. Ha ha! Ha ha, I am here now.
My apologies, now I thought he was further. Thanks, Glenn.
Long pointy thrown object. A sword?
You shouldn't throw your swords either. Anyway, I'm going to...
Is it a glaive?
Doctor. All right, weird. But I gotta find my dice because I put them all together in too close of proximity.
A rapier.
A foil. Just a foil.
Oh my god. Where am I?
Just a two-handed sword.
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
I would like to throw my claymore.
No, I
what
saw that
for?
In the Addams Family.
I'm just looking for...
Gomez totally threw a
rapier. I will help you. What are you looking for?
I am looking for my larger print D8. There it is. I'm blind as hell, and this room is not very bright. All right, cool. Anyway, hammer time. That's a nat 20. Does that hit?
That very much hits.
All right, cool. So anyway,
oh, for fuck's sake!
For one damage. For
no,
one damage
two
plus
damage.
Two
well,
plus
my strength modifier. So anyway, for 5, I guess in total.
Gosh,
it's
you see what I had to deal with without you, Christina, without Tordek.
Johnny, real quick.
What the
question.
Fuck? Why am I the only one who can deal damage? What is wrong with the rest
hey,
of you?
I did great when I beat up that elf who questioned me.
You did. I was proud.
Thank you. Positive
reinforcement. I was quite proud. That was impressive shit.
Positive reinforcement question. Always helps.
No, I re-listened to that when I got home. I was like, that's awesome.
Excellent. Johnny, real quick. So it is base roll that's doubled, not the modifier?
Base roll.
All right, cool. So anyway, 5 in total. Anyway, I hit again. God help me. All right, well, anyway, that would be 16 to hit.
That hits.
And 5 damage in total.
That also hits.
Oh,
boy. That's a solid 10.
Tordek, it is your turn.
Could it have been better?
Uh-huh.
Tordek.
Not dead yet.
I throw first my reciprocal, then my other one. Getting back into the groove here.
Sorry, Rob's comment is just, how?
So, Johnny, mm-hmm. My reciprocal was my first one, and it was 19.
Nice.
My reciprocal crits on a 19.
It sure does.
Nice.
So that would be a 16 damage.
And that's towards the, not the guy on the ground, correct?
Right, yeah, the other guy.
So I'm going to go ahead and save you some trouble. You throw your reciprocal hand axe and then get out your other hand axe. And when the reciprocal makes contact directly between the guy's eyes and he slumps to the ground, you don't throw your second one.
Sweet.
Saves you cleanup later.
Nice. Can I use my bonus action to perceive then?
Yeah, you sure can.
Sure. That is a 10. There's some dead guys?
Yeah, you hear more war horns going off in the distance.
Oh, that's annoying.
Exactly the correct reaction.
All right.
Dareth.
So I heard a horn go off.
Yeah, you heard a horn go off. That's...
Do I know which direction it came from?
Roll a d20.
You should have heard multiple
horns. Just a straight d20?
Just a straight d20.
Six.
You don't.
Okay.
You look up from your anthill like, where'd that come from?
North, south. No. North. I go east.
All right. You are already east of the gate, so you are the party is battling north of you, and you walk east.
Okay, I walk east. I'm looking for the people.
Roll a perception check.
I like how it took like a full fucking orchestra to get his attention.
I like how he's Two. Walking towards the woods.
You find another anthill.
Oh my god!
Okay. There are so many of them!
Hi. There's another one!
This one looks a little bigger. You might think that you could get the staff in this one.
Johnny, I'm sorry. I was goofing off with Tara. What did you say?
Can I just, like, send Pippin? Can Pippin just, like, go to find him and just, like...
You sure can. That is a... You are telepathically connected to Pippin.
Can we kick the shit
Fun
out of
Fun fact,
him?
You no longer know where Dareth is.
But Pippin would
Pippin
be able
could
to
probably
smell,
track him.
Right?
When I find this anthill, I shout back, Eden, here's another one! And then I'm going to start trying to put my staff in.
Eden, you hear Dareth off in the distance say, here's another one.
Eden, clear off in the distance, let's have a little, I know, lad.
I don't know if you might think that he means another dripping dagger.
Oh, okay.
But it's also Dareth.
Can I...
He just said, there's another one, and you're fighting people.
All right, Johnny.
But we also all know Dareth.
Johnny, here's what's happening.
Uh-huh. Roll an intelligence check.
Yeah. I got a couple cardboard boxes. I've grabbed some pillows and some sheets from the linen closet. I'm building a little play fort of imagination right here, okay? I want you to play along with me on this one. Mm-hmm. Sense motive?
Sure.
All right.
The fuck is sense motive? That's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
Insight? Insight.
Sorry.
Sense motive doesn't
D&D
exist.
5e, whatever.
Shit.
I'm a Pathfinder slut. That's a t-shirt. Anyway.
Don't let him lie to you. He doesn't know the rules for Pathfinder either.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I just tweeted about how this bugs me. Anyway, that's a 20 in total.
Also, can we make that a t-shirt, please?
Pathfinder slut? Yes, we can.
You gather from how excited he is that he probably doesn't mean an enemy combatant.
Okay, yeah.
He's usually pretty excited to kill people, too.
That's
to fight no, hey, not
hey,
really.
Andrew, could you do me a favor and help my cause?
No, I can't. I'm helping.
If it was less than, honestly, if it was less than 18, I wasn't going to give it to you. But like, you rolled an unnatural 20. Like, fine.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So anyway,
you realize that he means something that isn't a combatant, not necessarily that he means an anthill.
Okay. Well, then I give a dismissive. Okay, lad. And I would like to point out I did not attempt to convince him to come over here and help.
I noticed.
I noticed that distinctly, actually.
I was like,
because in those mere moments, it straight up did not occur to Eden.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool, whatever, buddy. Like,
busy.
It occurred to Ben, but in Eden's brain, the thought, he'll fuck it up more, did occur to him.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's the end of Dareth's turn. Pippin.
Can Pippin perceive?
Pippin sure can. And Pippin's got smell, too, so...
I don't even know how I would, like...
Just add his perception score. I'll do the rest.
Sorry, I'm reminding myself how this works. 3, 5, 15.
Oh, no one's dunking on Christina.
At 15, he
that?
Pretty easily tracks, Dareth down by scent.
Okay.
and is now, like, just standing behind there.
Can he just, like, kind of, like, not so gently nudge right behind his knee with his nose? With his nose,
so Gareth is, like, squatting over this thing, and so I'm going to go ahead and say that Pippin, like, gooses Derek almost, like, over.
Derek goes into the anthill.
Yeah, like, face first into the anthill. And then when he looks up, he just sees Pippin wagging his tail.
Also, Pippin doesn't like ants.
No.
Just starts eating them. Like, Pippin, check it out!
Maybe, like, licks a couple off Derek's face. And then goes, I don't like those. Does Pippin do anything else?
I feel like that's pretty much Pippin's whole turn. Because move, perception,
yep, no, action. You're right. So does the dripping dagger's turn. And there is one left that I actually need to roll for. Nope. He is still paralyzed. It is Vermal's turn.
I like how you haven't asked me for the target. I just assume he's the one real bad.
What?
You haven't asked me for the target of what you need to break, which makes me think that he's just rolling real fucking terribly.
Yep.
Cool.
I don't know what the target is, but I know none of those rolls have met it. Does a 4? Does that clear the spell DC?
You literally just need to beat 14 and you're not doing it. Nope. That's what's wonderful.
His highest roll so far was an 11.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Can we retroactively say maybe we saw like a little bit of a wiggle?
That was the tear.
I too use my limited energy to cry.
Can that be a t-shirt?
It's going to be a quote at least.
Yeah, it should definitely be a quote.
That should be the title of the episode. I too use my limited energy to cry. Okay. Boy. So I would like to see if I can perceive how far away Dareth was when Dareth said, I found another one.
Cool. Give me a perception check.
Okay. Not bad. That would be, that'd be an unnatural 22.
Nice. As opposed to the natural
22. Yes, those natural 22s that D20s are so famous for.
22s.
Been there before.
So I'm actually going to give you some extra information, too. All
right.
So you know the approximate location of Dareth.
Mm-hmm.
And you also know that there are a fair number of bugbears closing on your location from the war camp. And they'll be on you in about 2 combat rounds. So 12 seconds.
So this turn, and then my next turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next
turn. And then you will probably get attacked by bugbears after that.
That feels fair.
Can I tell approximately how far away they are? Like, I mean, if I were to yell to the rest of the party, I don't want to alert them.
Approximately 150 feet away.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, they wouldn't necessarily be able to... Okay. Alright. Heads up, everybody. Bugbears are incoming. Yes.
Do I hear that?
Yep.
Also, get your ass over here, Dareth.
Inaudible and highly Scottish.
And hopefully, you perceive what direction I'm in.
Don't count on it.
I'm not going to count on it.
No. Pippin will drag you.
Oh, Pippin is right there.
Yes.
Pippin will help, but like, just don't count on Dareth knowing. Dareth will just follow Pippin and then suddenly be like, oh, hey guys, where have you been?
I found another anthill.
I like how all of you are just leaving this guy on the ground.
Oh yeah,
that's my next. That's
but
my
we
next
can't
thing.
Interrogate him, so he just has to die.
I mean, no. You can interrogate him later.
Yeah,
we just but that find... means we have to survive first.
We also have to
it's
find.
It's so him. Hard not to metagame. And in like 7 turns, and in like 7 turns, I'll come back. But in the meantime,
anyway,
oh, I have to keep concentrating.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you
can't.
Do.
That just means that you can't cast anymore spells.
No, I know. I know. So, I just, no, no, I mean,
that hard.
It just occurred to me, like, oh shit, I guess I can't do other things. Some other things.
I can only smash people in the face with my hammer.
I can't become an all-powerful wizard. Because I'm not a wizard, but you know what I meant that in the vague sense, not in the very specific D&D sense.
Yeah, well, you can't say that when we're playing D&D.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Are we going to move on now? What's going on?
It's my turn, and I'm waiting Dr. for you Aiden, to shut up.
Or Vernimal needs to finish there.
I need to finish my turn. That's what's going on. I'm going to tie him up with the rope that nice. I have. And
I appreciate that.
And then that way you can, you know, let go.
Eden notices and gives a short nod.
Yes.
Cool.
Do I have to roll for tying a good knot?
Yeah, give me a dex roll.
Alright. Ooh. So, that's 13.
So you hastily tie this guy up, kind of noticing that it's not the best knot you've ever tied, but it's because you're, like, working with, like, a limp human body.
Hmm.
Is that your turn?
Do I... Well, I mean, that's my action, yep. I guess. So, could I bonus action, threateningly hold garrot wire around his neck?
Sure.
Without actually applying pressure?
Sure.
Cool. And then tell Eden to let him go?
You can do one of the two of those things.
All right, I'm going to stick with the garrot wire.
Cool. Dr. Eden, it is your turn, and you see Vermal with garrot wire around the guy's neck.
I got past a perception of 16. I'm so sorry.
Do we accomplish anything ever, guys?
Nope. We
sometimes,
we,
mostly.
We try not to.
Mostly at night, mostly.
Against our...
Eden notices and...
Yeah, in spite of ourselves.
Eden notices and tries to concentrate on something else. So I don't know how sad he is. I don't know. And therefore focuses back to the battle. How far away is the nearest enemy from me?
I mean, there's the one on the ground, and then there's the ones that you don't know about.
Oh, okay.
But no, she said...
Oh, she said incoming, but she didn't say incoming at this many feet.
All right, okay. Can I vaguely perceive, as it were?
Yeah. You know that your passive, according to your own passive perception, you can see some, like... far away shadowy figures like running down the hill in your general direction, but they seem like they're not like directly upon you.
Okay. Given that we have this gentleman in a sort of I assumed gender, but
yeah, male? He is a gentleman.
Okay. Assuming since we have this gentleman in such a compromising position, and he has recently lost some use of a leg, not necessarily the whole leg, and of course Tara's got him pinned and all that. Yeah, I know. you two are the same entity.
Ah, fair. I'll allow it.
Anyway, I would like to attempt to make this a bargaining chip, and I will kind of shout back to the incapacitated dripping dagger and say, like, all right, you got, like, all of 5 seconds to call them off. Through the fucking shot.
He is paralyzed.
No, he's not. I broke concentration.
Gotcha. He just starts wriggling, and he starts yelling, and he goes, "What do you mean, call them off? I blew the horn. They're gonna come to where the horn is."
All right. Is there some sort of fucking anti-horn?
He manages to wriggle out of the rope in the process.
Tara,
I pulled a 13, and I've still got another turn of garrot wire. Hypothetically.
All right, wait, hold up. Wiggled out of the rope, but not like off the ground yet.
What about the garrot wire? Did he wriggle out of the garrot wire?
He needs to have a turn first.
No, okay. Yeah, he would need to have a turn for that.
But... Wait, just by speaking to him, I empowered him.
Well, no, you broke concentration on the thing.
Yeah.
So he got a roll for the rope, and he won it.
Oh, I didn't realize it worked like that. Fun. Well, my bargaining attempt has decreased in value significantly. Fuck him! I'm gonna hit him in the chest with the hammer.
Cool.
I'm gonna. Well, wait. No, he's still on the ground. That will kill him. Cool. Do I want to murder this man?
Don't you?
He was kind of rude to me a moment ago.
Well, that's what I do to people that are rude to me, is I just murder them. I just crush their chests while they're on the
Hannibal Lecter school.
The doctor's slow descent into Darethdom.
Don't do that.
Before you know it, he'll be wandering off looking for anthills.
They have medicinal properties!
What's my equivalent of shadow? I feel like it would be a cool bird. Not like necessarily sent by a devil-ass or anything. Like, I feel like I'd just see a cool bird and be really into it.
And it'd poop on your shoulder.
Can I put the weight of... I'm going to put, like, the weight of my warhammer down on the chest. I'm not... That's not an attack. I'm just... Hold up!
Cool.
I claim this land for Spain.
Nice.
That's not really a move, I guess. Strength? I don't know, to kind of hold it.
Yeah, just give me a strength check just so I have a number to go against later.
How does 11 sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. that it?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got like a solid 20 pounds on his chest.
Cool. Tordek.
Can I tell how far away the bugbears are? And like what direction they're coming from?
Yeah, so again, you just see sort of like shadowy figures coming down the hill. You know that they're not like going to be directly on you immediately. I'd take a perception check for more details than that.
That is going to be a 16.
Yeah, you know about that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really see a whole lot of options for me until they get here, so, yeah.
Happily awaiting them.
Both axes out.
Both axes out like, oh my god, I've been waiting.
It's been so long. Stupid city.
We've been inside this goddamn city.
I spent 2 days cooking a meal. I don't know what the actual time frame was, but I find it weird. Actually, the meal wasn't the problem. It was just doing the dishes. Cleaning that pot was really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, Percy doesn't really keep up on his dishes, so he had to do dishes before he could even cook anything. Oh,
that's the worst.
Also, like, you gotta buy steel wool to take care of the pots, but in order to get the steel wool, you gotta go on a quest.
You have to craft it. Craft that steel wool.
And yeah. Thus is D&D.
Yeah, you gotta be level 15 to start crafting steel wool, though.
Yeah.
So you're not doing anything?
No, I hold my turn until the bugbears get here.
Cool.
I'm sorry for turning this game into RuneScape, by the way.
Dareth.
Okay, I stand up, dust myself off, and look at Pippin. What?
Wait, aren't you already back in the clearing with us, though?
No, I bellowed for Dareth.
The last thing that happened was I got goosed by Pippin and fell into the anthill.
Okay, Pippin just kind of wiggles and, like, turns.
Like points?
Yes, like...
Point dog. I love that.
Is someone hurt?
Is a little Timmy stuck in the well?
Is someone stuck in the well?
He just goes...
Can I roll a perception check to look in the direction that he's
yeah.
pointing? 4.
There's some grass.
Okay. Oh, I bet you're hungry! And I want to walk over and like point at the grass for him.
Point at the grass.
I'm going to say, with grass. That, it's fully Pippin's turn.
Pippin paws at the ground and snorts and then just, like, starts shoving Dareth forward.
Okay.
All right. So Pippin, I'm going to say, uses his full turn to just, like, slowly push Dareth into the clearing. Dareth, you come into the clearing, you see Vermal with a garrote wire around a dripping dagger's neck. A bunch of loose rope draped over that dripping dagger. The doctor has his hammer on top of the guy's chest, and Tordek is just standing a few feet out, axes out, just like, whoa, come and get it! And that is the scene you return to.
Can I react, or...
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I just want to casually walk over.
Like, hey guys, what's up?
Let's go, you found someone!
Yeah, what we were gonna do.
Holy shit, lad, no time like the present, eh?
Pippin kind of, like, sits down and wiggles happily.
I got Dareth.
It is canon that Pippin loves Dareth, so...
That is, yeah, that was an animal handling check a while back, wasn't it?
No, it was because of the
Sturges.
Oh, yeah, the Sturges.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, all right. For those of you listening, in the campaign that you didn't get to hear, there was a bunch of Sturges that latched onto Dareth underneath Dareth's robe. Obviously weren't getting very much, apparently. But Pippin loves to eat Sturges. And so, like, because Dareth kept getting stuck, he just was like, this guy gives me food! And we established that from that point forward, Pippin loves Dareth. So that brings it to the Dripping Dagger's turn. And he is going to try and get free of you two, and he's rolling at disadvantage. And he pushes the hammer off, but Vermal, you're able to sort of, like, slightly tighten the garrote, and he just sort of, like, puts his hands up, like, all right! and it is Vermal's turn again.
Kick his ass. Or do whatever you want.
Kick his ass, you ass. I was thinking about it. I'm really sorely tempted to. Actually, there's four different things I want to do right now, but I can't. I can't do that many things.
I hope one of them is useful.
No, Johnny. All four of them would be useful, but I can't do all four of them or justify it. Because I can't tie him up while I'm garrote wiring him.
Weird how that works.
I know. Strange. I'm gonna. Shit. All right. I'm gonna ask. What's the name of? God damn it. Crown Nobler.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the person at the...
Elia Crownobler.
Mm-hmm.
That's who threw you out of the casino.
That's right. That wasn't necessarily connected. Okay. All right. Score. I'm going to try to... Oh, I'm going to tell him to get on his feet. With the garrote wire.
He complies. As okay. To not be... choked to death.
Exactly. And... Did you read that? Sorry. I would like to perceive how injured he is. Okay, 15.
He seems pretty close to dying.
Okay.
Like, one good sword swipe is, the end.
Okay. And I just can't remember what I was going to originally interrogate for. That's my issue. Would you like right a hint? Now. Well, it was almost 2 weeks ago, and then I remembered this afternoon, but...
I will allow you to, like, consult with the doctor.
Hello!
Hi! Yeah, why were we...
I wasn't gonna... Or wait, we should play that out. Go ahead, I won't interrupt you.
Yeah, okay. So, why were we gonna interrogate this guy again?
Oh, well, I thought I wasn't so much keen on interrogating as getting him to stop having his friends kill us.
Well, yeah, sure. Oh, wait,
I thought in the long run maybe we could do some interrogation, but short term I'm worried about not dying.
Actually, I'm gonna tighten the garrote grip, just enough so that he can breathe and talk, but just to assert the dominance there, and, basically be like, alright,
shit. Dareth raises his hand.
Vermal, quite shocked, says, yes?
Hi, lad, what's up?
Why don't we get him out of here before we start questioning him?
Oh.
Where should we go?
Somewhere that's not being attacked.
Okay, so
I almost want to make you roll intelligence before you say that, but like I'm just so happy.
Well, we can't take him into the city. We should go. Wait.
Are we still in combat? So like,
is this we went everything? One like moment of clarity.
Okay, mm-hmm.
We went east to leave, so we should go
west.
North.
That's canon.
North is towards the bugbears. You would know this from your perception check.
Then we should go west.
Isn't west would be back towards the field ward gate, which you are still pretty fucking close to.
I could repeat the paralyzation process.
Should we go south?
South would be towards the south, or I mean like sort of like south and parallel to the east would be going along the wall to the south gate.
Well, how many of us can you make invisible at the same time?
Maybe we can get in through another gate because it's not the same guards.
I can make...
I like that nobody listens to me.
I heard that.
I heard that and I respect
it. But I had a question first.
I can only make two invisible at a time.
I just like the idea of Weekend at Bernie-ing this dude through the... Don't mind us, this is just our friend.
No, that's the invisible one.
I know, but if that doesn't work out, we have to bring the strangled man through.
Can I make a suggestion?
What's that?
Non-lethal attacks are a thing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know.
Bop him on the head.
Oh,
it's knock him unconscious?
Yeah.
All right.
He begins struggling.
How do I... Or, well, it's not my turn.
Well, actually, I was going to say, could I just choke him out until he's unconscious?
You sure can. That is definitely how garrote wires work in my game.
Yeah, weird. And I failed miserably at this. Not so miserably, but that was a three, and I am not proficient in garrote wire.
Plus your strength?
That's a five, but it's...
Yeah. Meets it, beats it. He is unconscious.
Hey, oh, nice.
Nice. Unexpected. Sweet. Now I just have to drag him somewhere. Where are we going?
South.
South, to the southward entrance. Right? Or are we going back through the entrance we came out of? Though that would probably look suspicious.
Dareth says, I have an idea, and if I can, I want to run up and grab his horn.
Oh, nice.
And then Dareth starts running off to the east.
Are you trying to lure them away?
Yes, he is.
Okay, we're gonna go south? He can take care of himself out there. Sure.
Again, hypothetically, you could subscribe to Eden's theory of the anti-horn. Which is the sound that makes people go away.
Still coming?
Yeah, I guess Verbal's just kind of like, that works!
Tordek's like, fine, I guess it works.
Fine!
This is an audio podcast. Kicks up a little dust.
So the bulk of the group is heading south, and then Dareth is heading east, if I understand correctly?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, one cycle of combat happens. Dareth, what are you doing?
So I want to run a decent ways away and then blow on the horn.
Cool. So while you guys are heading south, you hear off to the northeast, like, fairly out into the field in the northeast, you hear...
All right. That's what I did.
Cool.
Can I do
Are you
more,
guys
or is that
still going south?
Yep.
Yeah.
Eden would like to let out a cannon, but quiet. Oh, you mad idiot.
Dareth, what else are you doing?
So once I feel like I've gone a decent ways, I'm going to cast invisibility on myself.
Cool.
Right. And then have a nice stroll south toward where I think they were going.
Oh, God,
I don't know where that is.
While you stroll south, you can hear behind you, and I'm only giving you this not because your perception score, which is abysmal, but because I just love everything that just happened. You hear all of these bugbears going like, where are they? I found the horn!
Oh, no, I kept the horn.
Oh, you kept
the horn. I'm keeping the horn.
Cool.
That's my horn!
All right, cool. Then you just hear them just like frustrated, like, where are they? I know I heard it come from over here. And then you leisurely stroll south. You all get to the south gate where there is a long line and a person offering to get you to the front for $100.
Hey, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go fuck yourself real quick? If you're just now joining Speak of the Devil for the first time, this is the fourth time we've run into this gate.
Oh, has it really? I've actually never run into this gate with you guys before.
You have, canonically, but not personally.
Yes.
But actually, I'm going to cut us off there.
Hey, this is the Speak of the Devil, an Infinity Break production, produced by Ben Hamlin and Johnny Rinaldo. Written and hosted by the same said Johnny Rinaldo, with players Tara Bossart, Christina Gray, Andrew Akel, and Ben Hamlin. Our logo is by the incredible Stacey Lefebvre, and you can find her work at Staceart. That is S-T-A-C-E-A-R-T. And as I've said, the show is a product of InfinityBreak.net, where we are telling stories our own way. Podcasts, webcomics, live streams, videos, and more are all available at InfinityBreak.net. If you like what you're hearing, please take time to follow this channel and be here next week for Legends of Laia, or subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. We have a Patreon at patreon.com. You can follow our social medias at InfinityBreak23. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can join our community group at the Infinity Loop over on Facebook, attached to our very Facebook page.
And this fucking nightmare.